Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey queens, welcome back to Confessions of a 30-something Drama Queen, your weekly girl therapy session with me, your host, Susie Bernaldi. Today, we have a Valentine's Day special. My fiancé Ryan is going to be joining me, and we are going to be playing Mr. and Mrs. Why are we doing this, you ask? Well, let me tell you, we're coming up to that point in our lives, in our relationship, where I feel like we are going to have to start playing Mr. and Mrs. And let me tell you one thing about me, I do not like to lose. So with that in mind, I thought today I would rope him into playing Mr. and Mrs. We can have a practice run through. You can see how well we really know each other. This could go very well. This could go very badly. This could be divorced before we've even got married. I'm not sure which way it's going to go. Let's find out, shall we? I can't lie, I'm a little bit nervous. Number one, because what if this does go really badly? That's embarrassing. But number two, because of Ryan's job, this is basically like bring your boyfriend to work day, but your boyfriend knows all of the techie stuff that you're doing and he's going to be watching me do all the podcast techie stuff like a hawk. And in short, I'm sweating. And now I'm questioning why I thought this was a good idea, but let's go get him before I change my mind, shall we? Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, we are here.
We are here with the man, the myth, the legend. Is that what you were going to say?
Yeah, exactly what I was going to say. Okay, Mr. and Mrs.
Oh, I got called Mr. Bernaldi the other day, by the way.
Did you?
Yeah.
By who?
By the postman.
Oh, that's so cute. Yeah,
it was kind of weird at first, but I was actually kind of like that.
Oh, do you?
It sounds right.
It sounds right.
Yeah, although I did kind of wonder, like, your dad's Mr. Bernaldi.
Yeah, but so's my uncle. There's plenty.
No, but in my head, you're not that I call your dad Mr. Bernaldi, but...
That's his name.
Yeah.
So you're not changing?
No, I would.
Would you actually?
I think I would. I don't know. This isn't one for the podcast, but obviously we spoke about double barreling, didn't we?
Yeah, we're back and forth on this train like a yo-yo. Anyway, Mr. and Mrs. Ryan, my fiancé, love of my life, man of my dreams, Chef Ryan, DIY Rye.
Wow.
Do you have any other names?
Hot stuff.
I just gagged. My lunch is coming. My lunch is making its way back up. We are about to figure out how well we really know each other. Do you feel like we're going to do a good job?
Yeah.
Several question marks.
No, I think we will. I don't want to say it too confidently because it might be one of those moments.
I mean, either way, even if we do badly, this is our chance to get our practice in because I'm hoping someone will crack this out for the hen do. And I really don't want to look like we're incompatible, so...
I thought you were going to say you're hoping that we might get an invite onto the show soon.
Putting that on my list of goals for 2025. If we mess this up, we're getting a redo in.
I don't think that's the point. You're not really supposed to practice it, but we can.
But you know what? I want to be one of those couples that, you know, like in Four Christmases, where there's that couple, it's the brother and his wife, and they've got the baby that like spits up everywhere,
yeah.
And they're playing Mr. and Mrs. And all he has to say is like one word, and she knows exactly what he's...
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I want us to be that good at like playing games together. So this is the start, honey. Prepare yourself.
Hopefully. I'm not sure if my memory might let us down, but...
Ryan's memory is really terrible. I can see there being a Ryan-shaped hole in the wall very soon. He's just like, no, I've had enough, you're a psycho.
Question one. What would I say are your worst habits?
Being late.
Yes, that is definitely top of the list.
Being late, being messy. It's more the mess that comes with my life.
Yeah, so I guess that is messy. Yeah.
I am messy. There is just, yeah, I am messy. When I get dressed, it looks like a tornado has like swept through the room. Any others you want to add to the list that I've missed?
No, I would say lateness is...
Your pet peeve?
Yeah, probably the one that seems to be most prominent.
Do you know what I think?
You have been a bit better recently, actually.
Yes, I have actually since we got engaged. I'm a new woman. When I said you need to upgrade your package to wifey level, I really meant it. But what I would say is I often give the impression that I'm running late when in actual fact, I'm not. Because in my head, when I go somewhere, I want to vlog on the way. I want to film like an outfit video in the street. And so I'm like, oh my God, I'm late and I'm rushing. But it's because I want to get somewhere early enough to do something first. But actually, I'm not, like sometimes I have to skip doing those things that I wanted to do because yes, I am running late, but I'm not actually late for the actual thing.
Not sure about that one. Where was it we went the other day and we were like 15 minutes early and you were like, oh my God, this is so uncomfortable. And we just had to wait.
Oh my God, where were we? I was genuinely, I hate being early for that reason. Like, I don't know what to do if I'm early. Like, you're just left with your thoughts and you don't know where to stand and like, you can't go in and then it's cold outside because we don't live in a country where you can just like go for a freaking walk. Like, I'm just loitering in the street.
Go for a coffee or go into wherever it is you need to be.
It's the tumbleweed, you guys, when I try and justify these things. Ryan just deadpan looks at me and doesn't respond. He doesn't blink. He's just, you can see it running through his head. He's like, what on earth? Okay, what would I say are your worst habits?
Forgetfulness.
100%.
Yeah, that's an easy one.
Do you know what? Very early on in our relationship, I thought, wow, his memory's so bad. Like, he will 100% be the kind of person that's like, oh, I was meant to pick the kids up from school today. Oh, whoops. That's my worst fear with us as parents is that we'll...
That's quite a big thing to forget. I think it's like things further in the future.
Yeah, do you know what?
It's not necessarily like things that I need to do that I forget. I don't think it's more like,
are you sure you're not just forgetting the things that you...
Oh yeah, true.
Didn't you double book, like, didn't you forget on our second date and you double booked yourself?
Yeah, that's sort of what I mean. It's more like, I guess that is a thing that I need to do, but not like day-to-day things that I need to do, like go to the shop or pick up the kids. Talking in the future,
we don't have secret children.
It's more like my diary. I feel like it's more around my diary, like, oh yeah, I forgot I said I would do that, or I forgot I had that booked in. Or
yeah, I do feel like you always remember stuff about me, which I love. Like, from very early on when we were dating, you'd remember like, oh, how was that thing, or oh, because you like this. And you're really good at remembering things like that. It is like, it's when it's our calendar management, but that kind of affects our day-to-day life, so that's why it annoys me.
And what else would you say?
So sometimes you are quite impulsive, which is, do you know what though? It's something that I try to never really complain about because it's also something that I love about you so much in that it makes you very spontaneous. And especially when we were dating, I was like, oh my God, he's so fun. Like, this is like, I'd love that you would just be like, do you want to go get ice cream? And I'd be like, fuck yeah, I want to go get ice cream. Like, I love that. However, during lockdown...
Can we make that sound a bit more glamorous? Be like, oh, do you want to go on a holiday tomorrow?
But we've never done that.
Yeah, I know, but...
But during lockdown, you'd wake up and you'd be like, I think I'm going to paint the whole house green today. And I was just like, maybe don't do that.
Yeah.
Maybe don't do that.
I definitely do that. And lockdown, it was probably exaggerated. But also, I would say a lot of the time, things come across exaggerated, but I've actually been thinking about them for like weeks.
Yes.
I definitely do things on impulse, but sometimes they're things I have been thinking about.
Yeah. Oh, and also you're quite impatient, but it sometimes means that you will throw like great pieces of work out the window because you're just suddenly like, no. And I'm like, no, don't put that in the bin yet. It's really good, I swear.
Yeah. I never realised I was impatient.
Until I read your horoscope, me being a Delulu woo-woo girl. And Ryan went, no, I'm not impatient.
I just always associated impatience with like anger.
No, you're not an aggressive, impatient person. But if anyone's wondering what Ryan's star sign is, by the way, he's a Sagittarius rising, Leo sun, Aries moon. So you could not find yourself a more spontaneous, impatient person. But
that
I love you.
Nothing to me. But...
The girls that know will know.
So you're always late. and yep. I'm forgetful and impatient.
Yeah. What a pair. Okay, next. What three words would I use to describe you? I actually have given this no thought. So if you can pick all of these as I'm thinking them, then we really should get married. If not, wedding's off.
These are such like...
generic words. Such,
like, key stage three, like funny, kind and caring.
It's the use of key stage three.
You know what I mean, though?
Funny, kind and caring.
I don't know. I would say, like, kind. I don't know what a better word is than, like, kind and caring all in one. And I'm horrible.
Not that I know. I think you are kind, but it's not... Like, there's a word that I would hone in on for you that is one of the things that I think makes you very kind.
Empathetic. It feels weird saying words about myself that are good. This is therapy now, isn't it?
Shall I tell you? Funny, because you genuinely are. Really funny.
Funny as in, wow, that guy's funny.
You have a very niche sense of humour, though, that I didn't get at first when we started dating. And it took a while. And I was like, oh my God, he's actually so funny. And you... you are... Like, you're not funny in the same way I'm funny.
That's because you're
I'm
not
funny.
I'm
funny in quite a basic... Oh, I'm funny in a really basic way. I also think I'm hysterical. Brian, actually... You're just like chill with your jokes. Like, you just make them and you're like, you don't even care if they don't land.
Okay.
I digress. Okay. You are funny and you're very patient and you have amazing emotional intelligence. Okay.
What three words would I use to describe you? I need to have a little think here as well.
Obnoxious, chaotic.
Yep.
I am funny though.
You are funny and you've got funnier.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like you have.
That means so much to me. That really does.
I find you funnier. I don't know if
I've just worn you down.
It's your humour or if you're just funny to laugh at. I feel like you just talk quite freely usually and you just kind of say what's on your mind.
And that makes it funny.
Yeah. Okay, so we're both funny.
I am gorgeous.
You are gorgeous.
Gorgeous. By the way, for the record, it's taken like 38 minutes of thought to get to gorgeous. So if before anyone calls me vain, it's taken me 38 minutes to get the courage to say that. So I don't want to hear it. Number three, a human tornado.
That's two words. But no, I wouldn't. That's not what I would use.
Go on, put me out my misery.
Well, I always describe you as driven. And I remember when we first started dating and Johnny was like...
Johnny is Ryan's manager, by the way.
Yeah, he asked me about you and I said that you're driven. It was the first word that I used. And I really like that.
Interesting. You've never told me that.
Really?
Yeah.
Funny, driven, and I guess I feel like this is a cop-out because you said it about me, but your emotional intelligence and your self-awareness. Also, good at advice. I don't know what a single word for that would be either.
For the record, that is the second person that's come on the podcast and said I'm good at advice. So
I just know if I'm struggling with something... whatever it is, I can talk to you and then I'll feel like a bit clearer about what I'm doing.
I'm an agony aunt. That's what I am. That's why this podcast is going to exist. Okay, quick fire for the next one. If I had to take one thing to a desert island, what would it be? And it cannot be my phone. I actually know what this would be.
Maybe a book.
It's not bad, but it's not correct.
Sunscreen.
Yes! Oh my God, you actually got it! Screw the quiz. We're done. We are definitely getting married. Guys.
SPF.
Yeah, SPF. Oh, well done. Oh, God, now I have to do yours. A guitar?
No, I can't play a guitar.
A barbecue.
I guess I could learn, actually. A barbecue's actually a great shout. I was going to say barbecue sauce. So it's kind of along the same lines. But a barbecue would actually be more useful. So I would swap it to a barbecue, to be fair. But barbecue sauce was what I had in mind.
Barbecue sauce?
Yeah.
Just for when you fish things out the ocean and you want to...
I won't be eating fish.
What would you eat then on a... What would you eat on a desert island?
Will it have fruit and vegetables?
So you're going to put barbecue sauce on your fruits and vegetables?
Yeah, maybe a barbecue. A barbecue. See, this is what I mean.
I know you better than you know yourself.
This is what I mean. When I speak to you about things, I come out with clearer answers.
Quick fire. What would I grab first in a fire? The dog is fine. The dog is outside and we can't pick each other. Mine is actually very easy.
Shoes.
No, not that. Not that practical.
The Christmas decoration.
That... No. But you're along the right lines. It's almost as
The picture of your mum?
No.
Oh, it's not.
Like, sorry, Mum.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Your teddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your comfort teddy bear.
Okay, for you, the PlayStation, barbecue sauce.
Well, I was kind of thinking, is it not just the same answer, really? The kind of...
You would grab barbecue sauce.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. What would I take?
Just own it. PlayStation. It would be the PlayStation or some barbecue sauce, wouldn't it?
It would be the PlayStation. Yeah.
Such a boy.
I've got all of my Rocket League replays saved on there and I don't want to lose those.
Okay. Best gifts we've ever bought each other. I need to guess what you think is the best gift that I've gotten you. And I think it is the cookies, the brownies with the Oreo and the cookie on the bottom.
Correct.
Yeah, he's already nodding. Yeah.
By a long shot.
Honestly, I've never seen Ryan so happy, ever. And sometimes if I'm like, if you're down, I just want to make them for you because I know that they always cheer you up.
They
like,
do. The first time you ever made them was the best gift ever. The second time you ever made them was the second best gift ever.
And then he proposed.
Yeah.
Engagement brownies. I'll do a TikTok on the recipe, girls. You can thank me later. Send me your engagement pics after you get engaged after making them.
So what do I think you would say is the best gift I've ever got you?
Yeah. This is where Ryan's forgotten.
Yeah, no, I mean, I am, as we've discovered, very forgetful. And when it comes to things that I've given people.
Shall I put you out of your misery?
Yeah, go on.
So for our first Christmas together, Ryan made me this IOU board. Yeah. And it basically had like, I barely even remember it. It is somewhere in the house though. It's a board and it has like all of these different tokens and like checklists on it of things that I can request from him over
little
the course of the next year.
You can redeem.
Yeah.
There's still a couple on there, I'm sure.
Really?
I feel like there is.
This is me being very nice and very honest. I think we might have forgotten to check some of them off. And that's why they're unchecked, because I really do feel like I fully took advantage of all of my IOUs.
You could have just carried on forever and I would have forgotten that I'd already done it for you.
But, you know, this is when it's love, when you are that honest.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Love you. Who would play them in a movie of their life?
Well, it's one of two people, I think. It's either the woman from Emily in Paris or the woman that's on White Lotus.
Which season of White Lotus?
She's in one and two. The
oh my God.
Middle-aged woman that seems to always be having a breakdown. It's not
What's
because you're middle-aged.
Jennifer Coolidge.
I don't know.
Yeah, when I'm older, I would like it to be Jennifer Coolidge. If we're doing like me later in my life, in my like 50s, 60s. If we're talking now, yeah, it would probably be Lily Collins because I feel like she's a good fit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have my own for you, but I don't think it's what you would pick. I don't know who you would pick for yourself.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe, you know, like a Tom Cruise or...
Tom Cruise?
No.
He's not even that good looking.
I thought everyone thought he was.
He's really selling yourself down, mate. I would actually pick Ryan Reynolds for you.
Okay.
No?
George Clooney.
George Clooney? Yeah, do you know what? Yeah, fair. We're going like later on in your life.
That was 100%. Kind of still part of the I'm super suave joke.
George Michael.
Well, yeah, it was or George Michael. I've been called George Michael a few times.
It's the hair.
Yeah, now it's coming back as well.
Yeah. Okie dokie then. What are we most likely to argue about? What? Is it weird? I don't
not
even
really
feel
like
argues.
We don't like arguments. Yeah. And arguments.
I don't feel like we even really bicker because we're just being honest, and it's never really a like someone's trying to get their way. It's just we're always trying to find like a solution to something.
Yeah.
So we're just trying to figure it out together, and neither of us is like thinks that we're, sometimes I think I'm right, but like we're never normally, we just want to get to like a solution.
Yeah, it's either that where we'll get to a solution, or if it's something that's more of an opinion, then we'll just be like, okay,
yeah,
well, I think the other thing, and yeah, it's fine.
The only thing at the moment I think we go back and even just back and forth about, not even bickering, is whether we're having a mojito and margarita stand at the wedding.
Yeah, I think we are.
Are we actually?
I think we are. Yeah.
Stunning. Oh, yes.
That is an exclusive.
What are they most scared of?
What do I think you're most scared yeah. of? Running out of peanut butter for your shredded wheat.
I mean, it's high up there. I would maybe chocolate spreads a bit above that. I don't know if that's what I'm most scared of.
No.
Are we talking about real things that we're scared of? I don't like talking about
I was just trying to make it lighthearted because yeah. the things that I thought of that came to my head were really dark.
Yeah, this is the thing. I'm like, oh, I'm so superstitious that I don't really like talking about the things that I'm genuinely terrified of in fear of like calling them in.
I think you make your own luck.
I think that evil eye is always watching, you know.
What are you most scared of?
Realistically.
But do people want to listen to a podcast about you being scared of dying? I'm sure no one wants to die.
Oh my God, I know what it is. I know what it is. I know what it is. I know what mine is.
You're most scared of driving or crashing? Because I'm most scared of getting in the car with you driving.
Getting points on my license.
You've had points.
I know.
Getting them again.
Honestly, every time I think I get flashed, it ruins my week. Well, it ruins my 2 weeks, my next 2 weeks, because I'm waiting to get that. No, sorry. Any brown envelope from the government.
Yeah.
The fear of God runs through my veins when I see a brown envelope. It will just be, oh, your accountant has updated us with your new details. And I'm like sweating.
Yeah, it's that point where you get flashed and then the waiting for the envelope, isn't it?
Yeah, and then you see that brown envelope and you're like, oh, now I have more admin to do. Making phone calls. Oh my God. Just adding to the list of things that I am afraid of. Making
phone
calls.
Yeah, you actually are bad at that.
Really bad.
I am, like, I don't like a phone call and I do try and avoid them, but you're particularly next level.
Like yeah. Today Ryan came home and I was in the office and I never ever sit in my office. And he was like, why are you sitting there? And I was like, I had to make some phone calls.
It's like your big girl pants equivalent. You sit at the office and you feel more like independent, grown up.
Oh my God, yeah. So those are my top fears, just in case anyone wanted to know. If anyone wants to play a prank on me, just post me a brown envelope or make me call someone or both. You are most scared of?
I've got two. One is...
spiders.
Yeah. Yeah. Spiders yeah. is like...
Which doesn't work well because I'm also very scared of spiders. But guess who has to put her big girl... I can't even say it. But guess who has to put her big girl pants on and sort that out? It's me.
I have got a little bit better.
Have you?
A little bit.
Oh, you actually did get one the other week, didn't you?
Yeah.
The August ones are the worst ones. I actually...
bigger, hairier and scarier than me. Can't deal with it.
Bad news. Yeah, I actually get scared to go into the bathroom in August because they're just always in there. And you're always just on the loo and one crawls out from like underneath you.
As in you're always on the loo, not me.
Yeah, if there's one of us that is always on the loo, it's me. IBS girlies unite.
My other one would be losing my mind.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that terrifies me.
Yeah, fair. It does me as well.
I think because of the forgetfulness, I feel like I'm prone to it as well.
Yeah. No, I definitely think this, like, especially when I was on the pill and it was sending me a bit like, meh. Yeah. I thought I was losing it. It's quite scary. Yeah, anyway, it's not to be depressing. Let's move on. What is their guilty pleasure?
Would you say you have one then? Because I'm...
Just
let
any...
Let me try and think.
Any TV show on ITVX, to be fair.
Yeah.
Like documentaries, reality TV...
But
oh,
I would
love it.
Like, Kardashians isn't a guilty pleasure for you, is it?
No, but it's like Love Island stuff. For yeah. me is like, yeah, UK reality TV is a real like guilty pleasure. I don't even indulge in it all the time. It will just be sporadically.
But I feel like you get obsessed with it when you do. When there's something that you like watching.
I love to hyper focus on like Love Island, anything like weird documentaries that are kind of like about lighter hearted documentaries.
Actually, I do have a guilty pleasure. My guilty pleasure, should I just tell you what it is?
Yeah, please.
Meal deals.
What?
It's meal deals. I eat them way more often than I should. And every time I do, I know that I shouldn't. And they're so bad, but so good.
Sorry. We need to just spend a little bit longer on this. Favorite store for meal deals?
Off the top of my head, I would go... M&S.
Ryan's also a terrible decision maker.
No, but there's different things in each meal deal that are good.
M&S is
it's not M&S. Co-op.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Co-op.
Where in the world do you most want to travel together?
So how do we do this?
Answer's got to be the same.
What, on 3, 2, 1?
Yeah.
Have you got one?
Yeah.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, America.
Italy.
Oh, no. Well, Italy
divorce.
As well. Divorce.
If they could have a superpower, what would it be? I think you would want to be able to be invisible.
No.
Fly?
Yes.
Why fly?
Because, a couple of reasons. I feel like it would just be unreal to be able to just fly around and go and fly over the beaches and stuff and
You're
probably
brave.
Quite relaxing.
I think I'd be scared.
Also just a great mode of transport.
Very true.
Free
Very
as well.
Very eco-friendly.
Yeah, and that's...
So you.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
That's exactly what you think, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's mine?
To be able to stop time.
Yes, but I have a caveat on this. I watched that episode of Bernard's Watch where he loses his watch and he stopped time and he's just stuck. And you know what? The episode ended on a cliffhanger and I never found out what happened to Bernard and it really upsets me. So I would be a bit scared to use my time stopping abilities, but it would be great for robbing banks.
So did I get it right or not?
Yes, it is the one I'd most like, but it's the one I would also be most scared to use. Who is their celebrity crush? No, this is going to be a really hard one for you. I actually think mine would be like Ryan Reynolds.
I was going to say, it's got to be Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
If you're choosing him as my
I just think
actor.
He's so cute. Like, I watched The Proposal the other week with him and Sandra Bullock, and I was just like, I absolutely love you. Who's yours, Fan Cotton?
No. She was.
That's a long-standing joke between us because that was what you said when I first asked you.
Yeah. I think because she was like a DJ and there's one that we have spoken about.
No. Who is it? Just tell me. Put me out my misery.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what? In my head, I knew they were blonde because I remember at the time when you told me, I was like, they don't look like me.
But it's kind of one of them. I don't know if anyone else in the world does this, but you know when you think of games like this or when someone's like, what's your favourite movie? Who's your celebrity crush? There was a point where I was like, I don't have answers for these things, so I need to choose them.
Okay.
So it's not like, I don't know. I don't know if that's weird.
You just randomly picked a celebrity.
No, I didn't randomly pick.
Wait, can I ask further questions?
Yeah.
Is this Jennifer Lawrence in like Hunger Games or Jennifer Lawrence in... Like,
Hunger Games is what?
Interesting. Because in my head, like blonde Jennifer Lawrence is very different to brunette Jennifer.
Brunette.
Jennifer Lawrence. Interesting. You know she's not naturally a brunette.
That's fine.
Huh. If your partner could be famous for anything, what would it be? And we wouldn't pick the things that we are known for currently. But this involves me actually doing some stuff. But imagine if you could be famous for like curing a disease.
This is what I was going to say.
How
yeah.
sick
like
would that be?
Like solving world hunger or...
Yeah. Aw, yeah. Look at us.
I know. This is what... That's not the content people want though, is it? I want to be...
Eating 10,000 cheeseburgers in the space of 5 minutes.
That would be unreal to be fair.
No. Do you know what mine would be? I would want to be able to do hot ones like Billie Eilish where she didn't cry? She didn't, like,
Maybe
nothing
was, yeah.
nothing happened. That is my dream, to be able to complete Hot Ones and have the guy that interviews you, who's amazing, he's the best interviewer, have him literally be sat there being like, how are you doing this? Because, you know, people look at him and they're like, how are you doing this? I would want him to be like, I bow down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we have to order the following things in order of priority for each other. So sports team, their mates, their job.
Are you doing it for me first?
I'll go first for you. Your mates.
Yeah.
Your sports team, your job?
No.
No?
No.
Your mates, your job, your sports team?
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
I'm not
No, it depends on how into football you are at the time, though. Sometimes I feel like you definitely have an afternoon off to go watch football. I would absolutely, over my dead body, spoiler, be doing that.
I would, but that's, like, I prioritise my job as a whole over football. Like, maybe I would do that now and then, but if my job was starting to suffer because of it, then I would stop.
But I think that's very, no, that's a very practical way of looking
okay,
at it.
Okay, I'm being too practical, sorry.
You are being too practical. Like, we're not quitting our jobs to
I'd still put my job higher. I'm not mad into into football.
Not even your five-a-side? You are ride or die. Sorry, you are ride or die, that five-a-side.
To go and play football, I would quit my job, yeah.
Yeah, there we go. See, always right.
But okay. I thought that was a team that you supported.
Doesn't specify.
Okay.
Okay.
Friends, job, football team.
Yeah, very easy for me. Mine would be the same as yours and football would be third, but so far to the bottom. Like, I just wouldn't even want it on the list. Okay, proper quick fire now. Who is the funniest?
Me. It is me.
Yeah. I think everyone... Objectively, all of our friends find you funnier than me. Who takes the longest to get ready? Me.
You.
Who is the most attractive?
You.
Aww. Who is the best dancer?
Me.
Yeah, 100%. I can't move. I sweat on a daily basis thinking about our first dance.
Mm.
I think we need swaying to practice.
And enjoying our time together.
Babe, I don't want to sway.
Okay, you actually want to do like a full choreographed
I just want you street to dance twirl me. Dancing. No, I just want you to twirl me. Just like a sway and a twirl and then a...
Yeah, we can do a twirl.
Yeah, so we need to practice because whenever we've tried, I've fallen over. Who gets the last word?
You.
100%.
That's only because it's your podcast and you can choose what stays in.
No, I always get the last word.
No, you do.
Who takes up the most room in bed?
Shrimpy.
That dog takes up the most room in our bed. It's actually ridiculous. Sometimes we're like on the edge and she is horizontal across the bed, taking up the full like width of it, and we're just suffering. No wonder my back is in bits. Who does most of the cooking / housework?
I would say it's an even split.
Yeah, so I think you take more cooking, I take a bit more housework, and then it levels out.
Actually, I would...
It depends on who we've got coming over. Because if you've got sessions, you'll do a full like blitz of the house. However, if you don't have sessions for a month, you're gone.
No, I still like Hoover and do all the...
Be on it. Like David Beckham, be honest. What? You know where he pokes his head?
I use that Hoover more
than you.
You
know that meme? No, you don't.
I do.
I've used that Hoover 4 times today. How many times have you used it?
I think generally it's a fairly even split. You don't agree?
No, I don't. Who is the one to remove the spider from the room?
You.
Me. Who is the better cook?
Me.
Yeah, you are. Although I have cooked some absolutely banging things this week, haven't I?
Yeah, you have actually, to be fair.
I made a little ramen. And then last night I made a carbonara, a vegan carbonara. So I've cooked some slays this week, but actually the past couple of weeks they've been duds, to be honest. So that's it for the questions. We're at the end.
Well.
We should have kept score...
It's not a win or lose, is it? We're in this together. And this is the takeaway from this episode, guys.
You know, I always say, if one of you wins, you both lose. It's not about winning.
Ah.
I say that to all the girls when they're like talking about arguments.
I like that.
You're a team. If one of you wins, you both lose. That's my sermon for today.
It's a nice way to end it, I think.
Yeah. See? So full of wisdom. That is it. Ryan, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Do we think we should be getting married after that?
Yeah, I think so.
You sure?
Yeah, perfect match.
You need to remember some of the answers for this because I think the girls are going to ask you for the hen do.
I'll listen to it on repeat.
In your sleep?
Yeah.
Ryan, you want to buy Susie a Birkin?
Susie? No, I don't.
Anyway, you guys, that is going to be it from us today. Thank you so much for listening. As always, share this with a friend if you thought it was funny. Leave me a review if you're feeling really nice. And subscribe if you want to hear more. I'll be back with you next Wednesday. Love you. Bye.
Mom.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.